Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jen Sabella with us from Black Club Chicago. Good morning, Jen. And we're heading into the bicycle season, and you could get a ticket if you're on your bike and do something wrong now. Is that it?
Good morning, Bob. The cars are going to get tickets if they go into bike lanes. So that's already a law that you can't drive your car in a bike lane, but people violate it all the time. I'm sure you see that. And there just isn't very much enforcement. So two aldermen are working together, and they're thinking of doing an ordinance that would create bike lane cameras. So this means if you pull out over into a bike lane or drive your car in a bike lane, you would get a ticket in the mail, just like you do for a red light camera or a speed violation. Now, this is not has not passed through city council yet, and it started on Twitter when a Beverly resident was biking all the way up north and showing how many times he almost got hit by cars in the bike lanes on his way. And Alderman Vasquez up north and Alderman Riley downtown were like, this is not acceptable. So they're talking, and they are working on something that would crack down on cars in bike lanes.
That's a good idea for bike safety, except what happens if you have a long stretch and there's no bicycle and the car wants to go in that lane? That's going to be the dilemma, right?
Exactly. I think it's hard to. And then you go into some situations where it's like in order to turn right, you end up having to go into a bike lane for a second. So, and a lot of the cyclists in the city are just saying, you know, this points to bad infrastructure for cyclists in Chicago, and deaths of cyclists are really up. 9 people were killed in 2020 and 10 in 2021, which is almost double the annual average in Chicago. So cyclists are sounding the alarm and trying to get the city to do more to keep them safe.
Yep, got to do something. Tell us about this secret Logan Square restaurant.
This is so crazy. I've been trying to figure out more about it all morning, honestly, because Mina, our reporter in Logan, wasn't allowed to publish the address. This is a side street church dating back to the 1800s that has been turned into a restaurant and a performance venue called St. Emmerich. And they've been hosting private dinners since 2019, and they're finally opening up to the public. But in order to get in, you have to book a reservation online, and then they will send you the address. So we aren't even sure where it is, or Mina is, but she's vowed to keep it under wraps. It is this beautiful space, and you can get a chef's tasting dinner for $145. It's BYO, and they do not have the permits required by the city quite yet. They are working on it. Again, probably why they didn't want us to publish the restaurant address. All of their tasting table dinners sold out yesterday when our story came up. There's a gospel brunch that's happening where they have a live gospel choir and this brunch, and the food is supposed to be phenomenal. And if you go on our website and click through to their talk account, you can book it and check it out for yourself and find out where this secret location is.
BlockClubChicago.org for more, and that's also where you can find out about helping fund a Logan Square skate park at a big event in Avondale later this month. Jen Sabella, thank you, Jen. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.